Hello, and welcome to the first of a series of podcasts presented by the period instrument ensemble Musicians of the Old Post Road. The ensemble, founded in 1988, specializes in the rediscovery and performance of neglected masterworks of the Baroque, Classical, and Early Romantic. This podcast will focus on the repertory of recovered works from the Berlin Singakademie archives. The Berlin Singakademie was founded in 1791 as a choral school with composer Carl Friedrich Fasch as its first director. Fasch was succeeded by his student and assistant Carl Friedrich Zelter in 1800. Zelter expanded the scope of the Singakademie to include instrumentalists and focused the organization's performing activity on the great works of the past, especially those of J.S. Bach. To this end, Zelter avidly collected musical manuscripts for use by the Singakademie. The music collection grew under his directorship and included, among other treasures, the musical estate of Bach's second son, Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach. The collection further expanded in size and importance with a donation from a great aunt of Felix Mendelssohn, Sarah Levy. This collection of manuscripts includes many autographs of Bach's eldest son, Wilhelm Friedemann Bach. In 1943, the Singakademie archive was moved to Upper Silesia for safekeeping during the Berlin bombing. Silesia subsequently fell under Soviet control, and the whereabouts of the collection became unknown. Through much detective work and diplomacy, the archive was identified and recovered in 1999 from the state archives in Ukraine. It has now been returned to Berlin. The collection is of great cultural value and comprises a significant corpus of vocal and instrumental works from composers active in Berlin in the 18th century. Among the manuscripts donated to the Singakademie by Sarah Levy is a set of 6 quartets by Quantz. Quantz was flute instructor to King Frederick the Great of Prussia. These quartets were identified and recently published by the musicologist Mary Olis Kiewitz. The quartets were composed in the 1720s and are probably the earliest pieces of their genre to be written in Germany. Georg Philipp Telemann may have been influenced by these pieces in the development of his own quartet style. With all the instruments contributing to the thematic material, they are charming conversational works and are a welcome addition to the Baroque quartet repertory. Let's hear an excerpt from Quantz's Quartet in D Major. Thank you. Among the works found in the Berlin Singakademie archives is a trio sonata that is attributed to Johann Gottlieb Graun. The work, however, is listed in a catalog of C.P. Bach's works compiled by Eugene Helm. It is listed as possibly authentic. The ensemble feels that this is most likely a work of Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach and is written in the deeply expressive Empfindsamer, or sensitive style, which both composers espoused. This style includes dramatic changes of mood, gestures, and dynamics. Let us hear the first movement of this work. Gottlieb Muffat was a composer, organist, and keyboard player who spent most of his career as a musician at the Viennese court. He is distinguished as the only major Austrian composer of keyboard music of the 18th century prior to Haydn and Mozart. Muffat was the son of Georg Muffat, a well-traveled musician who was influential in bringing the French and Italian styles to German-speaking lands. The younger Muffat must have been inspired by the internationalism of his father's works, an influence that can be detected in his harpsichord concerto in C major. It is a brilliant work, composed in an amalgam of styles. While it structurally harkens to the early classical style with the clarity and balance of its phrasing, the highly ornamented, idiomatic harpsichord writing is French Baroque in style. Let us now hear the first movement of Muffat's Concerto in C major. We thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information about Musicians of the Old Post Road, please visit our website at www.oldpostroad.org, where you will find information about our subscription concert series based in Eastern and Central Massachusetts, along with more information about the ensemble and its repertoire, and additional audio and video downloads.